Yes, COVID-19 pandemic has created a very big impact to all countries in the world, not only to India, but the country has seen a rise of 15% in poverty as far as rural India is concerned and 20% in urban India during the last one pandemic year only. Of course, global economy continues to be plagued by uncertainties, supply chain disruptions, and a return of inflation in their economies. That is, other countries' economies have seen inflations growing. Now, it is very important to evaluate both the pace of growth revival in India as well as the strength of macroeconomic stability indicators. We have got to now evaluate the strengths that we have. Indian economy has seen a sustained recovery since the second half of 2021. Other economies are still struggling, but we have seen a steady recovery. And economic estimates suggest that GDP will record an expansion of 9.2% in 2021-22. It's a very, very big achievement. GDP growing at the rate of 9.2%. It means that your individual income increasing by 9.2% in India. When we look at the trend, sector-wise trend, as far as primary sector is concerned, agriculture sector was the least impacted by pandemic-related disruptions. Least disruption, because farmers are living within their farm area, so least impact over there. And the area sown under Kharif and Rabi crops and production of wheat and rice has been increasing steadily over the years. Current year also, food grain, current year means 2022, not 23, okay? Food grain production for Kharif season is estimated to post a record level. We have got a grain production of record level. And government policies have ensured timely supplies of seed and fertilizers. Government is subsidizing the suppliers, the fertilizer suppliers, to give the fertilizer at a cheaper rate to the farmers. Despite the pandemic-related disruptions, this sector has not been disrupted. Procurement also, government procures the food grain directly from the farmers. They are under the control of central pool, which has maintained a rising trend. Look at the secondary sector of the economy, that is the industrial sector. Industrial sector has gone through a big swing, first contracting and then expanding in this financial year, all related to the pandemic COVID-19. First contracting because lockdowns, people could not go out. And then suddenly, when things started opening up, it has expanded very fast. Manufacturing, construction, and mining subsectors went through the same swing, contracting and expanding. Our index of industrial production and core industry indices have been both following a similar pattern. Rising capital expenditure by the government on infrastructure and an uptick in the housing cycle have been responsible for reviving the construction sector. In order to minimize the impact of COVID-19, government spent heavily on infrastructure. This resulted in not only increasing our infrastructure, but in giving a source of income to the public who have been hit by the pandemic. and this has allowed the consumption and production of steel, cement to revert to pre-COVID level. There's no reduction in the production of steel and cement because these are the main items being used in all infrastructure building. When we look at the tertiary sector, yes, services account for more than half of the Indian economy. More than half, I should say 60%. But it was the most impacted by COVID-19 related restrictions. Biggest impact was over here due to the lockdown. The finance, real estate and public administration segments are now well above the free COVID levels. Yes, we have started coming out of that lockdown period. Sectors like travel, trade and hotels have yet to fully recover. But just a recent reading which I have seen is that the holiday period now recent few months has seen a big boost to this travel, trade and hotel sector. Google mobility indicators for retail and recreation and transit stations have exceeded pre-pandemic levels. That means people have come out of the lockdown move. Distance-enabled services have increased due to the growing preference for remote for office work, education, and even medical services. WFH, we were working from home. Now, slowly, we have started going out. But VFH, work from home, has given a boon. And during this period, there was a boom seen in software and IT-enabled services export. Everybody working from home, you have your computer, you have your laptop, you can do exports, and exports were not hit at all. Goods movement were hit, yes. And latest advanced estimates suggest full recovery of all components on the demand side as far as exports in the service sector is concerned. Let us look at the trends as far as recovery is concerned. Total consumption is expected to grow, with government consumption remaining the biggest contributor even now. Government is spending heavily so that people are able to get jobs and your infrastructure is improving. Private consumption is also estimated to have improved significantly to recover pre-pandemic output levels. More and more activities, so recovery has started. Of course, the dip in vehicle registration is owing to shortage of semiconductor chips rather than lack of consumption. There's no lack of consumption in the market and lack of purchasing power by the people. Yes, people want to purchase. They are still purchasing. But you see, they are basically waiting for EV. We want to have the latest electric vehicle cars. And production of EV vehicles is hampered because of the availability of chips. Previously, chips were being exported by China. Largest exporter was China. And China is very badly affected by COVID even today. And therefore, chip movement could not take place. Indicative of uptick in consumer sentiment is the steep rise in digital transactions. Digital transactions have increased by leaps and bounds during this period. Private consumption now is poised to see even stronger recovery with rapid coverage in vaccination and faster normalization of economic activity, which you could have seen happening in India. Maximum vaccination has taken place in India to the extent of 60% of the population have been vaccinated. And that is leading to full recovery of our economy. Now, looking to these trends, let us look at the Indian economy at the age of 75 years of independence. During this entire period, India toppled massive challenges to become the sixth largest economy in the world. And I think very shortly we are going to become the fifth largest economy. Very shortly. Indian economy is ranked behind United States, China, Japan, Germany, and UK. Structural changes brought about in the economy in the last 75 years has brought us at par with developed economy. Mind you, at the time of Indian independence in 1947, we were poor, least developed, poor developed country. We went on to becoming a developing country. Now, amongst the developing country also, we have come on par with the developed countries. Initial years after independence, look at the vast difference that has occurred over here. Per capita income was rupees 265. That means that in 1947, when India got independence, the average income of an Indian was 265 rupees. And this has now jumped to 1,28,829. Look at the jump over the 75 years. It is a tremendous increase. It's a tremendous achievement. And Indian economy expanded 4.1% year on year in the first 3 months of 2022, slightly higher than the market forecast of 4%. Today, India is the world's largest manufacturer of generic drugs, and this sector fulfills over 50% of the global demand for vaccines. We have given our vaccines to more than 180 countries throughout the world. There was huge demand for our vaccines. And our IT industry is a major exporter of IT services even today. India ranks second globally in food and agriculture production. We have now come to a stage where we are virtually second as far as food and agriculture production is concerned. Construction and real estate ranks third among the 14 major sectors in terms of direct, indirect, and induced effects in all sectors of the economy. The real estate sector passes through a different cycle. It is a combination of the secondary and tertiary sectors both. India's telecommunication industry is the world's second largest by the number of mobile phone, smartphone, and internet users. My dear friends, do you know that our statistics shows that our mobile phone is equivalent to 1.3 mobile phones per Indian. That means, you know, many of you have got two mobile phones. But if you correlate it with the entire setup of the entire population, some portion of the population do not even know what a mobile phone is. Yes. But the statistics have shown 1.3% mobile phone is available to the entire citizens of India. And we are today the 24th largest oil producer and third largest oil consumer even today. Here there is a big gap. We have got to now close this gap if we want to be more successful. We have the world's fastest growing e-commerce market, I would say, thanks to pandemic. This is the benefit of COVID, which has made us sit at home, resulting in a fast growing e-commerce where we could jump to the international market faster. We have the world's fourth largest natural resources, yes, but not fully developed yet. It is also the world's second largest coal producer. But today we are now not totally relying on coal for our energy purposes. The second largest cement producer, the second largest steel producer, third largest this is in terms of the world I'm talking about, all countries of the world taken together. Third largest electricity producer, fifth largest automobile industry by production level. Yes, now, what is the future for us? And that is where you would be looking at how you would like to enter and which sector through which market you would like to enter as far as your career is concerned. Russia-Ukraine war has stoked up a wilting global economy due to skyrocketing inflation, rising interest rates, supply chain disruptions, and soaring prices of energy. Energy price has been hit very, very hard. These are all arising out of one factor of this war continuing. I don't know how long this war will continue. High inflation and interest rates have become a norm globally, not only in India. All major economies are facing this heat. They are all affected by these factors. I should say we are coming out of that effect. Our growth rate will average 7%. And of course, world standards are saying that it is going to be the strongest amongst larger economies. We are best positioned within Asia to deliver domestic demand due to the cyclic recovery sustained by structural reforms. Our government has taken timely structural reforms to bring us out of this COVID atmosphere. Of course, the recent strong run of data indicates that India's growing economy will be the most important as developed markets grow weakened. The fully developed economic markets are facing serious hindrances. Recession is going out of control, and we are going to get a jump because we have improved our position due to various strategies adopted by us. Key change over here is, of course, shift in the policy focus towards lifting the productive capacity of the economy. Policy changes have occurred to lift the capacity. Policymakers have really taken up a series of reforms which will help, which will unleash a powerful, productive dynamic leading to the onset of a virtuous cycle. We are entering a virtuous cycle, a dynamic cycle. The corporate sector has delivered healthy balance sheets and rising corporate confidence. Yes, our corporates, large companies are very confident. And this gives well for the outlook for business investment. Foreign investment is now coming more and more. They say, we want to rely on India now. India could emerge as Asia's largest economy in 2022 and 23, as we are best positioned to generate robust domestic demand. Our domestic demand is really very robust. We also expect domestic consumption to pick up in India, services export to hold up better than goods exports. That is where you will earn more. Your service sector has to grow faster than your goods export. Ukraine war material could push the world economy to the brink of recession. Yes, world economies are crying for recession. They are still not sure how they would like to tackle this. IMF has slashed global growth forecast and warned that risks will be from high inflation. India will also face a ripple effect of any global slowdown. If there is a global slowdown, where will you export the goods? How will you export the goods? What will you export if there is a global slowdown? But economists rule out recession or stagflation as far as India is concerned. And global events will impact India through weaker export demand. But Indian economy continues to be predominantly domestic driven. Our domestic consumption is so sound that even if we don't export much, we can still sustain ourselves. Some other high frequency data also suggests economic recovery with rising consumer durable goods being purchased more and more. Let us look at the challenges that we have got before us. Inflation is largely a result of supply side challenges, unlike other economies. Of course, using monetary policy to control it may be counterproductive at a time when growth impulses in economy hint at buoyant credit demand. Therefore, it should not be contracted. Government has taken steps to increase revenue to make up for excise cuts. And RBI has also taken measures to liberalize foreign exchange inflows to curb volatility in the currency market. The long-term growth perspective in the economy remains positive due to the young population. You are the future generation and correspondingly low dependency ratio. Why? Because you are all going for a career faster than our generation. And this will really result in healthy savings and investments and integration into the global economy. That is where you are required to look futuristically for yourself. Thank you. Yes, we are global shining star, that is India. Let us strive to achieve this by this year, 2023. Thank you.